nice little thing for Reddit, because I'm starting to become more active on there. I would do a little kind of about me, but with not safe for work things in mind while I play with myself. Credit to me for getting credits. Credit to Vamp. I'll drop them in the description on this post. But credit because they did something quite similar. Yeah, and doing kind of a little thing. I've combined this as a Q&A, actually, because I asked my Patreon members. If you don't know about that, go check it out. No, but I'm so nervous. No, but yeah. I need to mute my phone. Hang on. One moment. Okay, other than that, this is gonna be all in one go. I just forgot to mute my phone, as always. The bane of my existence when recording. But yeah. No, all the questions are from my Patreon members who submitted. Yeah. Anyway, okay. I'm gonna get started because I've been so needy. I uploaded a thing of me, quote unquote, edging myself beforehand, but it didn't really pan out to be just me edging. Just for your own knowledge, by the way, I'm gonna be using my favorite dildo, fuck. I don't know how I'm gonna be able to focus on answering. I have it written out, but yeah. Also, if everything, all my testing went well, you should actually be able to hopefully hear some stuff. Hopefully. No, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how rough I get near the end. Okay, anyway. Okay, I'm just gonna get down my list. My first ones are very general. Why were you interested in making not safe for work audios originally? An honest answer, it's the same answer as I do for all ASMR stuff, roleplay stuff. Is that I just thought it would be fun. It's very enjoyable. just like this is gonna be. And I've enjoyed listening to them. I'm realizing how hard this is gonna be. I'm also gonna try and hold on till I finish the questions. Which, given what how horny I am today, this is not gonna work very well for me. Yeah, no, but I listened to them a lot, specifically like 3, 4 years ago, I'd say. There's a bike outside, which is great, but that's the power of. Okay, I can't get too fast. Fuck. Okay. Next, number two. What was one kink you were not into before, but as you did voice lines and scripts with it, you became interested in it? Okay, honestly, I'm a fucking degenerate. I don't think there was anything. I don't think there was anything that there was really that I found out that I liked through scripts. Also, yeah, perhaps there's some scripts which I haven't done, which still have kinks that I do actually like, but they're a bit more niche. Pegging. yeah, maybe some more CNC type stuff, which as well I haven't done too much of, but I do like it. love cars. favorite and least favorite fetish, kink, or preference? I can probably start with the least favorite, which is probably scat, I think. Well, I mean, there's like obvious ones which I feel like, oh, you know, I also don't like, but scat and maybe vor, because I feel like they come up a bit more commonly. I think favorite, as a base thing, as a more normal thing that you can do. Oh fuck, God, God, it's hard to think. Oh, fuck. probably restraints. Like shibari, I love. And it's a bit, you can do it a bit more regularly in regular play. Although, I'd say my, like, top dirty fucking kink that I have is the whole, stuck in a wall type thing, and then getting spit roasted on both sides. But like, kind of like the thing, I guess it would be the same like being stuck under the bed or something, where you just can't move, can't do anything, and even better, you can't even see who's fucking you. And then, obviously, the person that's fucking you from the front, you can see, but, you know. It's fun. It's a fun thing to, for me now, I'm just imagine, maybe in the future, experience. but, yeah, that kind of lends itself. I do love myself some CNC. Also, kind of honorable mention. Oh, fuck up. Big fan of Somno. I have done that before. Obviously, consensually, everything like that, safe and. Oh, fuck. God, where was I? Yeah, consensually. but yeah, it's very fun. Again, kind of the thing. I like the whole being waken up by it. Just so fucking good. And kind of the thing, it's like you're not seeing who it is fast, you know. Can you tell I like stranger? Stranger. fantasies. Is that apparent yet? Okay, anyway. Oh, very serious question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how breedable are you? I would say, realistically, 0, because I have a little T-posing man inside me. Again, IUD. It's a joke for myself and of myself that I call it a T-posing man who protects me. Otherwise, 10 out of 10. Was that cringy enough? Fuck. Oh, fuck. I like to fuck myself a little bit harder when I do something like that. Just imagining it's you punishing me for being unserious. Next. Have you ever done an Amazon position on a guy? Fuck. If I'm completely right, this is like feet on the ground or on the bed, depending on where you're fucking, and like holding onto the other person's shoulders and just slamming your hips down over and over again on their cock. Yes, I have. But yeah, if I'm wrong, correct me. But yes, I have, and no complaints so far. I will say it does give a thigh workout and a butt workout and a half. But hearing the pleasure it gives other people is just... with a surprise as well, because I don't think most girls do that. Am I right? Oh, fuck. What is the most public place you ever had sex? Oh, and what's the story behind it? Pardon me. I've not done anything during... Oh, no, I have done something during the day. Hang on. Let me finish my... Oh, fuck. Thought. Even though it's fucking hard to. I would say... I've done it in a park at night. And also on the beach at night, too. Although the beach was only maybe doing a blowjob, so it kind of depends what you mean, what you see as, like, sex. The one time during the day was in a forest, getting chased down, and, well, you can imagine how that ended. Me against a tree. being fucked senseless. So that was pretty adventurous, I think. I don't know, maybe. It was also, like, not a secluded, like, a completely secluded place. It was, like, it was quite popular. It was a summer's day, and I could, like, occasionally hear people, like, walking, like, around and in the other parts of like the forest, so a little bit scary, but that's kind of what you want from it, don't you? Oh, fuck. I can't get too carried away. Actually, one thing that's not been asked is like how quickly do you usually come? I'm putting that in myself because. She's... Fuck it. I'm very sensitive, generally. Especially to, well, just raw fucking. Vibration and clit stim. I can get there really quickly, too. But, like... it's horror. I think secret little thing that's probably the actually the hardest thing if you're fucking me, the hardest challenge to give me is not to come actually. Because I don't know why. I'm just when someone's pounding into me, it's just it's so fucking hard. Just like come multiple times in their cock. fuck. Oh God, I'm trying to keep myself on pace with the way that I'm bumping into myself. Oh fuck, oh God. Have you ever had sex with more than one partner? We're going through. We're trying. I'm only up to question 7, and I think I have 14, 15? But no, unfortunately, it is... Oh, fuck. It is one of my, I'm gonna switch positions. Oh, fuck. My foot is going goddamn dead. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. No, but yeah, it's one of my, kind of top things that I do actually want to do quite badly. I think it's natural for everyone to want to experience it. I think you'd be insane not to want to experience, like, if you're a guy, two girls, or, you know, if you're a straight guy, that is, or if you're a girl, straight girl, like two guys, and then, well, if you're bi either way, a guy and a girl, like, oh. I'm actually, yeah, I'd love, all, and, you know, all, and also, like, same-sex ones, although, I feel like if there's three girls doing it all together, that might, it'd be, kind of hard to sort out, maybe? I don't know. Although I wouldn't mind just fingering two girls on my lap. Oh, actually, thing. Yeah, bisexual. That's one thing. Bisexual, and well, I consider myself polyamorous, although I haven't actually done anything like that. As of yet. But, yeah, what are some fantasies of yours that you haven't been able to live out yet? Multiple partners. Yes. Along that, also, oh, fuck, orgies. I'd quite be interested in that. Perhaps, oh, like, intense edging over stem. I've kind of done intense over stem just because of how fucking quickly I come. It's not too hard to get me overstimulated and put me into subspace, which is also something I experience. I also experience, like, dom space, where I'm, like, completely fucking feral. And I mean, it depends if I'm pegging. It means I'll be just, like, a fucking drooling, growling, feral mess. Or if I'm getting fucked, oh no. Yeah, if I'm in dom space, sorry. me thinking about things as I fuck myself. No, but if I'm riding, it's definitely, like, a thing that I will keep going until you come at least twice, maybe three times if you can cope with it. Otherwise, if you take a bit to come, it gives me free rein. But, yeah, no, like, hours of intense edging or overstim is something I... Oh, fuck. Fuck. Haven't quite experienced yet. This is gonna be a long audio, I've just realised. I've had 20 minutes. I am... just over... just over, halfway through. Sorry, I hate you, I'm sorry. Let me do it consensually. A little slap in the face. No, another very serious question. What is the most degenerate thing you've done? A lot is the answer. Funny answer. I basically come whenever I see Bucky Barnes, Miguel O'Hara, or Pedro Pascal. Yes, the actor. Also, oh my god, actually, honorable mention, which I'm surprised I didn't write down, Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh. Oh my fucking god. No, I definitely did not start fucking myself harder just thinking about it, but Oh, fuck my. Gosh, this is the wrong day to that. Wear long sleeves. I've got my fucking wetness over it. I just need to clean. What traits and qualities can someone have that makes you attracted to them? This is a loaded question. And also putting this here just because there's a lot. But, I'll say I'll go by, like, women, then dom men and sub men. Not in any particular order, it's just easier. Women I'm mostly dom with. I can relinquish control a bit, but I'm very much... Oh, fuck. I very much focus on, pleasing them. I consider myself a pleasure dom with women especially. Although, no, even with that, I'm kind of switchy. I like... I want to just give you all the pleasure that I can give you, as well as, like... like, choke you and slap you and just use your body for myself. Anyway, no, but I think I like the meeker types, intelligent or artsy, or both, really. I mean, they can be both, of course. I don't really care about height for girls, because, I mean, I'll dumb them anyway, it doesn't matter. If they're taller than me, I'll just pull them down to my level, make them kneel, you know? But I love, short hair on women, also coloured hair, or just normal. Honestly, just, fuck, give me a shy bookworm, like, please. Just someone who's, I don't know, good in school, it's just, I want nothing more than a good little girl for myself, but yeah. Who's that? Men, right? I've distinguished between sub and dom, just because there's slight differences, I feel. Dom men, clean, formal style. I do like it if they're bigger than me, if I'm so honest. I like to be manhandled, if they can combat my brattiness sometimes, because I will test you. I will always test doms, so they need to get through that first. And strength does help with that. Big biceps comes with that. There's nothing more I like than just grabbing some guy's biceps. Actually, unironically, it's kind of one of my moves for flirting. It's embarrassing. But, you know, if I notice, I'll be like, oh, you know, do you go to the gym? Like, touch the bicep and, you know, give it a bit of a squeeze. It's an easy way to show I'm interested. medium or long hair, also like well tamed. That I got a thing for older. I got a thing for older. Intelligent, that's something kind of throughout my stuff that I like. Oh fuck. Okay. It's gonna be an hour long if I don't. Sup then. Nerdy, meek. Again, I don't. If they're submissive to me most of the time, I don't mind the height pretty much at all. I do probably prefer that they are at least same height as me, though, if they're a guy, like without heels on. Because I also. I mean, I have a... Okay, kinks. More kinks. I have a kink for, domming men who are in power or are also bigger than me. So, most men are going to be stronger than me. Anyway, so... But I get a real fucking kick out of that. Especially if it leads to pegging of any kind. That's fucking gorgeous. Having a big man, big strong man, to submit to me as I fuck their ass. Oh my god. But yeah, sub men as well. I kind of prefer the same age, honestly. Although I don't mind. I usually don't go younger. I'm a bit young myself to go younger. But early 20s. Fuck. Yeah, okay, I fucking deserve. Yeah, I fucking deserve that, okay. No, but yeah, in the future, when I get older, I'm thinking like after I reach 25, I feel like, you know, that's like the start of the cougar arc. That's the start of the, not MILF, but like, I don't want to, not MILF, but, yeah, definitely the cougar arc. I don't see myself, not liking, like, guys in their 20s when I get older. Such a man thing to say, goddamn. Who to thunk? I like pretty boys. No, but we'll move on, because that's pretty much it. I didn't really talk about personality, but I guess my main thing is intelligence. If you show me that you're intelligent in any way, like, I love getting taught things. I also have a very competitive mindset, so if... if you seem to be smarter than me, I will be quite into you. I love someone who can educate me a bit. I also like to educate others, so I mean, kind of for the sub thing, I don't really mind as much, but I don't know. I always like my partners to be intelligent in some way. Anyway, how do you feel about your viewers/fans being flirtatious with you? This is the question. I don't mind at all, actually, pretty much. I mean, I, you know, it's just a thing of you can't always expect the same back from me all the time. That's the thing. I'm very busy. And such as now when I'm... fuck. It is... I can feel myself clenching around it already. It's... usually I would have come already from all of this, but I know if I come, I'll be brainless. I won't be able to answer anything. Yeah. Where do you like it best when a guy comes? Oh, easy. Down my throat or inside me. I just can't fucking get enough of it. Feeling it throb and like pump it so deep inside me. Like whether it be down my throat, you know, just feeling the throbbing on my tongue. or inside me, just staying on top of it as you pump every single fucking bit of your load into me. Oh god. It's the one thing that's unfortunate about dildos, unless they have pumps with them. Oh, I do love that feeling so much. kind of similar question to, I think, what I was answering before with fetishes and stuff like that, but what's the fastest way to get you wet? And another person asked as well, what gets you going with a partner most? I'd say... I do like my communication. So if you tell me how and where you want to take me, if you're being dumb, or, you know, beg and tell me how you want me to take you, how desperately you need it if you're sub at the time, that gets gets me going, especially someone begging. Like, like one thing is if you're dumb and you're telling me to get in a certain position, get against the wall, or anything like that. Or even better, forcing me against the wall. But begging in any way. Begging so that you can fuck me. Begging so I can fuck you. No, that gets me fucking going. Otherwise, praise and all degradation, to be basic. I do love my good girls. Yeah, opposite bad girl, slut. And my pet names. Dollface, doll in general is my favourite. Sorry, I realise I'm stopping a little bit. I'm scared I'm gonna fucking come if I keep going. Fuck. Oh, give me a moment. Hang on. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I made it up in my mind. I'm not just gonna come once after this. I have to fucking come at least. At least 3 times. This is... too much. Too much just to let it be. Okay, fuck, slow. Oh, down again. Yes, no, but yeah, praise the degradation. It's very good. Pet names included. Princess as well, if I'm being sob. I will snap at you if if you call me princess and I'm being dumb, but you're really good at them, but anyway, favorite position. Classic. I don't really know what these are called. I looked it up and it said like launch pad and or deep impact, but it's basically anyone which it's like missionary, but or like missionary or mating press, right, where you the fucker and the fucky, let's go. No, the person who is fucking me is like holding my legs against their chest. Like, really making my pussy, like, squeeze and clench around them. I just feel so fucking good. Like, it just makes everything feel so fucking big. but also mating press. Mating press is good. You can always get into the deepest fucking spots. I also really enjoy that for if I'm pecking at all. But that's mostly just because I'm like, that's mostly just because, especially if it's a girl, I know it's going to be one of the most pleasurable positions. Otherwise, doggy, but choking or like pulling the guy, pulling me back against them, or pushing against a wall, as I mentioned. But yeah, with pegging or with girls as well specifically, if I'm feeling like nice and soft, I really like doggy, but I'm like pleasuring them like with my hand around the front and leaning close to their back, kissing along their spine, just... That's also where I get most feral if I'm like really just kissing and speaking incoherent praises as I fuck them. So fucking fun. It's so good. Same as with missionary. I am. It's hard for me not to go fucking feral when I peck someone. It's the gist of it. Actually, the thing, I guess. I, Oh, fuck. Fuck. Finish my sentence. Really head of the nuts. I have a walk. I really just want to fucking home. No, but, oh, God, what was I saying? Fuck it. I can't fucking remember. Oh, I'm just gonna fucking go. At this point, I need to come. It's 36 minutes in. God. Fuck. I know there's not built much built up. Hopefully this was enough, but Jesus Christ, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh fuck. No, I'm not gonna fucking stop. No, I need to come a bit more. I need to. I'm fucking greedy for it. I'm so happy I put down a towel because I'm fucking squatting all down onto it. Oh my God. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. There we go again. I come so fucking fast when I'm bounding into myself. It's exactly the same when someone's fucking me raw. Just constantly squirting and squirming around your cock. Yes. Oh, fuck. One more thing. I'm usually just saying, that the fucker, the one fucking me is, male. It's exciting for her. Actually, never had a girl do it to me. Kind of partly because I am more dumb, but you know. Anyway, back to your regular programming. Oh fuck! Oh my God! Fuck! 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 Oh my God! Oh fuck! I can't even say how much I'm coming right now. It's just over. I pound myself senseless. Oh my God. Oh fuck. So good. This daughter is so fucking good. I just only wish someone else was doing this to me. Pounding a cock deep inside me. Oh, controlling me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's just like three times. It's been, oh, so much more. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm so fucking needy. God fucking damn it. I've been horny ever since I woke up. It's like 5:30. I've been waiting for so long. I've had this cock on my desk the entire fucking time, just staring at it. I was so tempted to just put it inside me while I was working on some other things, answering some people, answering some comments. Fuck. Fuck. Okay, think. Finish your sentence. Finish your sentence, Riffy. Finish your fucking sentence. A little bit more lube. That's not wet enough. It just... Oh, it makes it sound so nice. Oh my god. Oh no, I didn't. I wanted to save myself. I wanted to save myself for this, not give myself the satisfaction. Oh my god. Oh, so fucking deep. I'm curious. Anyone listening to this? Can you guess how many times I've come? Oh, it's the fuck. Telltale signs, but it's more than I've said. I'll give you that clue. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Looking down as I come and watching it squirt. It's fat. Fucking its way. Oh, as it into me. Fucking repeatedly. Oh, fuck. This is why I want to do orgies. Because I'm a fucking needy little slut. A needy little bitch that needs. All the pleasure, all the cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to keep going. I want to keep fucking going. Okay. I'll stop when this gets to 50 minutes. I'll stop. I'll give myself a timer because I don't. Oh my god. Oh fuck, it's hard. I'm blowing over the. If I don't. If I don't, I won't be able to stop. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so fucking good. Shit. Oh, I squeezed so fucking money when I'm about to come. It's always hard to push this toy back sometimes. Oh my god. Actually thinking about it. I was thinking about fighting my arm just then. Biting. Biting and mocking. Oh, fuck. That in combination with multiple people. Claiming me as their own. Fuck. I'm just getting knocked over. I love that. Oh, fuck. I love that. Fucking. Okay, 4 more minutes, fuck. I'm just gonna focus on myself. I just wanna come over and over again. Fuck. Oh my fuck. Fuck, I'm taking it out. The accident. Oh, I need to force it back in fully. Oh, I squirted so much just then. Jesus. Oh, fuck, that choice is made to roll up my sleeves. Oh, fuck, because it's... Fuck. Fuck. Okay. Under 2 minutes. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh. My pussy is really so wrong after this. I fucking ache. And I'm gonna fucking love it. Something can remind me. Oh, that's it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. That's it. Okay. One more minute. Oh. fuck. Guess what? It's not the end of the audio. I would do some of the safe work questions first. No, after. It's like, fuck. I was like, calm down. I was like, slowly, because I. Oh, fuck, I'm reeling from that. I get the actual ASMR going. Whisper. Okay. I kind of already answered this, but yeah, what maybe wants to go into ASMR? We're segueing. but yeah, listening to it from my eyes, my ears, as I said in the beginning, a bit of an interesting question. Are you religious or spiritual in any way? I think it's quite funny. They said, no, moaning, oh God, doesn't count. Which, props to whoever that was, who sent that in anonymously. it got me to chuckle. I'd say spiritual, kind of. I do believe in some niche things, but like my beliefs aren't tied to anything really, or like not into a religion or a belief system, but it's more like luck things, or just kind of how I'll explain it sometime maybe in the future, because it's kind of I don't know, karma, I guess, is probably maybe one of the bigger ones. But yeah, I'll probably explain it sometime in the future, maybe, if anyone wants me to actually elaborate on that. Have you ever been to the US of A? Yes, I have. Summer of 2018, I believe. I did a road trip with my mother, Mother Rhea, from New York. We flew to Salt Lake City, and then Salt Lake City we went down to like Las Vegas and Las Vegas and LA, San Diego, and then all the way up to San Francisco, and flew back again to Boston and New York. When we left, so kind of like a half road trip, half country road trip, but yeah, well, it was a good time. Do you have any long-term goals for this? Single answer is yes. Kind of depends on how things go. I do enjoy it a lot, and I'd love to continue, but obviously kind of depends on if I want to move into doing some other work or not. I'm currently in uni, for anyone as well who doesn't know, but so this is a very fortunate thing, and I love doing it, which makes it even better. I didn't even start it because of like any money sort of prospects, but yeah, because of all the support, I am prepared to leave my normal job to kind of focus on this. Also, I just do not have time for my normal job. I prefer this more, like, tenfold, because I work in, like, this, like, hospitality. I prefer this quite marginally against that. But yeah, you know. Anyway, I'm trying to keep this one short so it only gets up to an hour. Because I realize we've been going on for a long time. But yeah, answer is yes, hopefully, if everything pans out well. The last question, by the way. Do you have a favorite VA or scriptwriter? In parentheses, other than yourself. Because, me being me, I'd be like, Oh, it's not that I like my own writing the most. It's just that it's when it's most comfortable to do it because, I can act like myself. But no, other than myself, that sounds pretentious. No, other than myself, say for work scripts, I have always loved a person on Reddit in ASMR Scripthaven, which is basically not safe, basically Safe for Work, GWA Script Guild, basically. U slash Prince in Yellow, or just Prince in Yellow on that is amazing, and I love their work so much. I've pretty much done, like, I've done a lot of their stuff before. And yeah, I hope to do more in the future when I get back to doing some not some Safe for Work stuff eventually. Okay, I don't think I have any writers for Not Safe for Work yet. Generally VAs, my friends. Shout out. No. I always support my friends, so it's not that I listen to them because that would be a bit. I don't know, that would be a bit. No, but always with the support. But really, both, this is kind of combining people who do Safe Work and Not Safe Work audios, but I'm a big fan of Cardlin Audio and Gale Force. I think audio, I think that's his name on YouTube. Anyway, no, those two specifically I listen to a ton when kind of I don't know, when I was at college. Yeah. Thinking about age wise, I'm like, how old was I? No. Is it okay? But no, like, yeah, pretty much like 2, 3 years ago, which no, when I was in college. But yeah, those two were my go-tos. Gale Force has a Gaelic Irish accent, which we love. And Carlin's just sweet. Also, actually, one thing I will address. I don't really have any like favorite female ones. And I will give a reason for this. Because of how I like to be dumb with like women mainly, there's not many audios that are like a submissive speaker for me to listen to. So actually, I used to and I still do, I listen to like F for M audios because usually the girl in the like the F like speaker will be submissive. I also embarrassing, but also not really because I like it. I do have a daddy kink because of that. Like anyone calling me daddy, like it doesn't matter. And actually, another thing, I am like, I do consider myself gender fluid, but I'm not. I don't. How do I say this? I don't like want either way sometimes, and then I'm very girly most of the time, I would say, and then like I'm just mask like feminine, like female, mask female, like when I do feel a bit more like boyish. But yeah. So me finding out that I like to be called daddy was something. Daddy Rhea. We should start that. Start that somewhere, please. I will enjoy it a lot if more people called me that. Because most people call me mommy, but I feel like most people probably don't think that I also enjoy daddy. Or to be fair, maybe most people don't want to call a girl daddy. But you know, viewer's discretion. But as for Not Safe for Work, I feel like it's a bit more like, I feel a bit more self-conscious
talking about not safe for work. I mean, the other two do not safe for work, which I was listening to. For research. Definitely for research. No, but what if I'm talking about not safe for work purely? It's kind of a bit like, I really hope that they don't see this. I don't need people knowing this. I'm just gonna say two. One of them I think is not doing stuff anymore. I think they deleted their Reddit account. The only way I found them on my old Reddit while I was searching through my porn was because one of like their sound guests and links still work. But Brummy Dwarf, as you can tell, it's a British like a British accent as well. So I do like my, you know, British accents. I can't say I don't. Elitist, don't know. very British of you to like British accents. But other than that, Not So Silent Stranger is a shout. And they still make stuff. I found out I hadn't looked in like a while. And yeah, they still make stuff. So good on them. I was a bit like, I just really hope they don't. Like, if, I don't know, those two ever. I, you know, pray. Don't lead them here, please. I'm begging you. That's probably gonna be nice to me. Anyway. No, I'm going to finish off because I've started to ramble. I'm going to clean up, take a shower, probably, because, yeah, it's a lot of mess. But yeah, I wish you all a very well. I hope you enjoyed this little, about me, kind of. I was thinking probably there'll be a part two. I'd like to do this again, probably in a shorter form. In all honesty, but yeah, I'd love to do this again. I think you actually get to see a little bit of me, like actual me. not like, you know, role play scenarios, and you know, I don't know, I think that's nice. I liked it when I was listening to examples of stuff like this, so yeah. Anyway, okay, I hope you have a very good morning, day, afternoon, night, evening, I forgot, evening, night. But yeah, I hope you have a great day, and I will see you with another audio soon. Love ya.